35 minutes now after the hour. I'm Carrie Bringhurst. Well, there is a major storm making its way into Utah today, and that has avalanche experts concerned. And Dave Greiling of the Ogden Standard Examiner joins me this morning. Dave, we're going to talk about that in a moment. But first, the lack of snow has forced Ogden City officials to cancel this year's Winterfest. The two-day event was scheduled for next week.
Next weekend. Would have been the third year that it was held, but the fact that at least right now there's no snow and that there is rain in the long-term forecast led officials to decide they weren't going to be able to hold the festival this year.
Now, this is an event where they would actually close off some of the streets and you could see snowmobiling and other outdoor recreation opportunities during
that. Yeah, they held it downtown, basically along and off of 25th Street, and it drew last year about 15,000 people to, as you said, a number of different outdoor and outdoor-related events.
So really, it's something that business owners look to as a way to boost business.
Right. It certainly has drawn a good crowd the two previous years, so I'm sure it was a hard decision for the city, but you can't do much with snow if you don't have the snow, I guess, and that was our big concern.
So is this something that will also have an impact on outdoor retailers? Was this an event where they could showcase some of their product?
Well, not directly. I mean, they didn't have a retailer lineup, if you will, but certainly I'm sure that some of the retailers got a little bit of boost out of it just by people seeing some of the things there that they would be able to buy.
Now, we mentioned that there is a storm moving into the state. Is there a chance that downtown Ogden could see snow by this weekend, and what would that mean to?
Well, there well could be snow, but even last year when we had obviously much more snow than we do now, they still had to haul in about 500 truckloads of snow to help set up the event, and so they would have to do that, plus make up for the snow that's not there, and then the fact that there's rain in the long-term forecast, I think they just were concerned the snow wouldn't be there when the event came around.
So it really is too little, too late.
Right.
Well, let's talk about this storm that is moving into the state. It has avalanche experts concerned about what it could mean for avalanche danger in the mountains. Standard Examiner reporter Jeff DeMoss spoke with the director of the Avalanche Center, Bruce Temper. And why is Bruce concerned?
Well, the base right now isn't very solid. And when you have a kind of a brittle base and you dump a lot more snow on it, that's the makings of fairly considerable avalanche problems, because the new heavier snow is falling on an unstable base. So that's what they see in the forecast. So they are concerned about what it might mean for avalanche danger.
Are they giving any suggestions on certain areas that might be best to avoid?
Well, certainly watch yourself if you go in the backcountry and stay on the resorts. The north and east-facing slopes, they think, will be the most dangerous, especially above 8,000 feet. South and west slopes are currently, or west-facing slopes, are currently fairly bare, so the snow that falls there probably would be okay. But, you know, anytime you're out, just particularly in these kinds of conditions, it pays to keep an eye out.
And, of course, the Utah Avalanche Center does have daily avalanche danger updates. There's information in the paper about how to find that, but you can go to utahavalanchecenter.org. So, again, some warnings about some possible avalanche danger these next 2 days as
right.
the storm systems
right,
moving
as the storm
in.
Comes in.
Well, also in the paper, you have an opportunity to meet Dazzle, Bert, and Toby. They're three therapy dogs that are helping patients at Ogden Regional Medical Center. Tell us a little bit about this program.
Well, it's a program the hospital just started. The dogs visit patients and visitors. They don't barge in where they're not welcome. They have to be invited, mm-hmm. but many of the patients welcome the visits.
Okay.
And does have some positive impact.
We'll read about it in the Standard Examiner. Dave Greiling, thank you.